Over 450 children were killed and thousands more injured in the four-week-long Israeli aerial and ground offensive of the Gaza Strip. Of those wounded, the vast majority were treated in Gaza's 32 hospitals, where supplies, already stretched thin as a result of the seven-year blockade of the Strip, depleted rapidly as thousands of civilians sought treatment. The situation became still more serious when hospitals were seemingly directly targeted by the Israeli military, which claimed that Palestinian militant groups were using areas protected under international law as bases from which to launch rockets. A total of 24 out of the 32 hospitals in Gaza were damaged or shut down during the violence. Those that are still operating after a 72-hour ceasefire came into effect have been overwhelmed with patients, reporting overcrowding and the near exhaustion of crucial supplies. Most recently, reports surfaced of children's bodies being kept in ice cream freezers prior to burial for want of sufficient space in morgues. The dozen or so children who have so far been evacuated to Jerusalem for treatment are the fortunate minority, but their stories, like those of the children who remain behind in Gaza, are ones of fear, violence and loss. 14-year-old Mohammed, who arrived at St. Joseph's Hospital in Jerusalem on July the 19th, told us about his injuries. He remembers leaving his house to sit with his family in their front yard when a nearby explosion, caused either by an airstrike or a shell, scattered shrapnel everywhere. Mohammed was hit in his shoulders and torso and remembers trying to flee before falling down and being carried away. A foot-long line of metal sutures stretches up his torso, reminders of the operation he has had to remove the shrapnel from his abdomen. The shrapnel pieces embedded in his shoulders have been left there, doctors saying that they cannot operate to remove them. Mohammed says that the sound of the missile still rings in his ears, and he cannot hear us clearly when we talk. At the Augusta Victoria Hospital, across the city, 5-year-old Khaled is not able to talk to us at all. He has just awoken from a 15-day coma and is still sleeping. Both him and his mother, who has been by his side 24 hours a day for the past fortnight, look worn out. His name is Khaled. On Wednesday 9th of July, between 9 and 10 a.m., he was playing with his cousins outside when our farm, which is planted with vegetables, was attacked by a missile. Then another missile was fired, destroying our house, which is roofed with asbestos. A stone fell on one of his cousins, smashing his liver. A metal pipe fell on Khaled, causing skull fractures and bleeding. We all thought he had died. Other people sustained fractures to the pelvis and legs and other injuries. 7 people from the family were wounded that day. He was admitted to the intensive care unit at Shifa Hospital and was then transferred to the Red Crescent Hospital with others to make room as Shifa Hospital was crowded. A human rights organisation coordinated matters and he was transferred to Al Maqasid Hospital. Now, these Jerusalem hospitals are preparing for a second wave of patients. Up to 800 more civilians, many of them children, are expected from Gaza as the conflict appears to wind down. But for every child who makes it to Jerusalem, there are many more struggling to recover in Gaza, which is now in the midst of a humanitarian crisis caused by a lack of water, medical supplies, and power.